Hey gang, it's the WrestleMania 26 preview shows. This is number two. It's Kevin and Jeremy again, just like we told you it would be the last show.
Woohoo! Yep. It's Kevin and Jeremy again.
Yeah. And in the saving of time this time, as we told you, see, we're doing it differently. We're actually planning ahead. This is the Vince McMahon Bret Hart show. So, where to begin? I mean, there's a lot of history between this, clearly. And then it finally leads to a match 13 years, I think they're saying, later.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the amusing thing, is that really the main event that caused this match is probably one of the least talked about things in all of the build-up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they've run the Montreal Screwjob so many different times in the last 12 years. And really, like, it's just like, oh, okay, we're finally done and over with this thing. And I've got to say, thank God. Like, if I don't see that angle again for the rest of my life, I will be happy.
Well, no, we can see it in TNA all the time if we want now.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, see Kurt Angle turning heel and then his face a week later.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that, though. I mean, about saying, like, what caused it has been the least mentioned. The closest they've come to talking, and, like, you know, they keep saying Montreal this, Montreal that. But they don't come right out and say what it was or what happened. They don't. I mean, they haven't really even shown the actual event. And then what? All you really get out of it is Brett screwed Brett. That's all McMahon keeps saying. That's all they've really gotten away from talking about the actual event, just to the aftermath of it. And, you know, little catchphrase that probably wasn't supposed to be a catchphrase at the time.
Yeah, it was really just a statement of what he felt was fact, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, protecting his own ass, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've talked about this on other audios, so I guess this is what... Like I said, this is the one I thought I would have a hard time talking about. No, it was Triple... I'm sorry, Undertaker. But this one, it's almost... I mean, almost like how they're doing, almost beating a dead horse already. I mean, Bret Hart, it came out, you know, wanted his closure and this, and McMahon kicked him, blah, 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 and it's like, okay. And it almost seemed to be the end of it, and then they kept dragging this thing out. And I don't know, the whole time, this wasn't, as much as it should be, this isn't a match I'm looking forward to watching.
Oh, yeah, it's, I mean, I hope that it's a breather match, one way or the other, to something else, because the action's not going to be great. Vince can keep himself in whatever kind of shape he wants to, but that doesn't mean that he's a good wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, his age shows. I mean, he blew both of his quads out. I mean, they're not quads. He ripped both of his, were they quads, right?
I can't remember. Rumble. Wasn't it the kneecaps or something odd?
No, he did. He did. He pulled the Triple H. He tore both of his quad muscles, I believe.
Well, Triple H only did one at once.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, time, Vince but... Vince outdid him and blew out both of them.
Okay.
So you've got that. So Vince is, you know, and he doesn't really get into a whole lot of matches anymore. And when he does, you know, there's always some way around getting him physically involved. And then you've got a guy in Bret Hart that's in his late 40s and had a stroke. And so it's like physically he can't be where he was. I mean, I just don't think he can be.
Well, that, and I mean, if you even go back to his ending in WCW Goldberg kicked him in the head, I mean, you've got to think that the headshots and anything that would be not construed, but anything that might have a major head trauma is going to be shied away from.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, I mean, and then But even major head trauma can be caused if he takes a bump the wrong way. And I know they're professionals. Yeah. I mean, I guess this is like a family trait, the worrier in me. But it's like, even though he's trained, he's done this for how long, he hasn't wrestled or done anything like, I mean, nothing close to a match since that time. So,
yeah,
it's like you can't have a match to get the ring rust out because you can't take any chances. So basically, you're throwing a guy who hasn't wrestled in. When did WCW come to an end? 2002, 2003.
I think it was. Well, it was after I moved down to Columbus. Yeah. So it had to have been the early 2000s.
Yeah, it had to be because I went to a show here for Thunder. So anyways, but Bret Hart wasn't on the card then because he'd already been injured. So it's been that long. We'll say conservatively six years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. This just seems to have disaster written all over it. Because there's no, I mean, who's going to be, there's no one for outside interference in this.
And even then, it's just going to, it just doesn't seem right for either guy to have interference for them.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. It would just be weird, like, it's supposed to be kind of this in-house feud thing, and then to have, somebody do your dirty work at the lat. You know, having him do his dirty work against Cena makes sense, but, it's supposed to be a bit of a grudge match. There we go. Wow. I don't know why I couldn't find that word a little bit earlier. But, yeah, it's just like, come on. Like, you really want to take this guy out. You think he screwed himself. You want to be you think you're the stronger guy anyway. Why would Vince really want help with this one? Like, He knows that he's not really outclassed because, he's got to take that stuff into consideration. Like, he can't just say, oh, yeah, dude had a stroke, not a big deal. Let's have some. I mean, if he wants to be uber villain, he could have somebody come out and do that, but realistically, he shouldn't.
No, and I'm just trying to think of who he could, anyways. I mean, everybody's on the show, and it would really be. I almost said a total letdown, which of course it would be, but it would be anticlimactic. I don't see Bret Hart sticking around much longer past WrestleMania. I think he even said he's not signed. I don't think past for any appearances. Of course, he's been saying a lot of stuff like that, so who knows what's real, what's not.
But we already mentioned his limitations. There's just not much that he can do.
Yeah, and
honestly. Bring him on when you come to Canada as a guest host.
Yes.
Which
is what I thought was weird. They brought Bret Hart back and they didn't have any Raws in Canada. I really thought that would have been the smarter way to go about this because, and it's what we talked about in the first audio for the Money in the Bank, that there are a lot of children in the crowd, or maybe it would have been one of the other audios, but there are just a lot of kids in the audience, and they don't know any of this that's going on. They don't understand, like, what they're even talking about. Why? I mean, it's Vince McMahon beating up a guy that dresses like he's 1994.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they've at least done a fairly solid job of building up his history on the shows. Granted, I've fast-forwarded through everything, but...
Mm.
I mean, they really could have done a little bit more, but I think that was why it was nice to drag out the actual signing of the match, just to get him on there more so that he became more of a character, even in his limited capacity.
Yeah.
To have him show up to, what was it, maybe four or five Raws or something total outside of the guest GM spot.
Yeah, but I just honestly thought, or at least where I was going with this, was that if they would have had one Raw in Canada, I think the return of Bret Hart to WWE the first time maybe sort of should have been in Canada somewhere. I'm not sold on that because I think that would have taken up so much time that nothing would have gotten across that show. Which can be argued that maybe that's what it, that's what should have happened anyways. I mean,
yeah, I see what you're saying, but I mean, how far in advance did they set their schedule?
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know if there's much they could have done about that.
Yeah. Unless
they had brought Bret Hart back. I honestly, I'm trying to think of when the last time I remember them being in Canada.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm sure
it was maybe a pay-per-view or something.
I mean, I remember Trish hosting and when they were in Toronto, but I don't remember how long ago that was.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe if they had long-term planning, it would have made a difference, actually, but... Eh. No, I just thought that would have set the stage, and the way the Canadian audience would have reacted to him would have convinced the people who hadn't seen him just how special and important he actually was. And that way, he wouldn't be getting dead responses. I don't know. I was expecting these gigantic ovations for him whenever he showed up, and it never really materialized. Yes, he got polite, you know, some loud reactions, but I guess I was expecting, like, almost second coming sort of reactions. There's people so in awe, so enamored with everything, that it was just a deafening sort of situation, which clearly I didn't get, but...
Yeah, well, at least for maybe the older people that are in the audience, maybe it's just because they're similar to us, where they're just kind of tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
Or they weren't that big of Bret Hart fans to start with.
Right. But on to the actual match, I mean... I'm trying to figure out... Bret Hart has to win. I mean, McMahon never wins at WrestleMania, so that's just a given. So Bret Hart wins. It's a street fight, isn't it? If I remember right.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a stipulation that I've seen others have pointed out, too. There are a lot of street fights this time around. I don't know. The street fight gimmick in this one clearly is there... to cover up the lack of athleticism in the both of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I keep going back around to the fact that I just don't see how this is... I mean, McMahon is going to pull out all the tricks to make it a successful match, to make it an interesting match. But I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think that it should be placed in between a couple other matches because it's just going to be there. You know, it's a time filler. Has all this history behind it, so it's going to get its time. Just because I think that they're going to feel that it's going to need the time, but honestly, like, they really don't need more than 10 to... And if it drags out to 15 minutes, I might want to throw myself off a bridge. But
isn't it sad to say, like, something with that that historical significance is basically, due to the limitations of everybody, now turned into a time filler? I mean, there's really no way around it because all the bad feelings that supposedly were there. And I say supposedly because wrestling's such a giant work in all areas anyways. I mean, there were so many teases of Bret coming back and then, of reconciling with McMahon. And then he gets inducted in the Hall of Fame and then he won't show up at WrestleMania to be on the DVDs. Because he doesn't want to be on the DVD. I don't know. It just seems like all of this buildup isn't giving the payoff that was expected. And this is without watching the match, of course. It doesn't seem like they can do the proper payoff for it.
Well, and they can't, really, in a way. Just... unless Bret Hart was a young guy back when this whole thing happened... 13 years is a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and half or greater of those being inactive.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of time. I don't care what, you know, which way you, you know, you look at it. It's, that's, I mean, if he was 30 when that happened, it's, he's 43. And I mean, there just aren't a whole lot of wrestlers that I think that are good that are 43.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Michaels and Undertaker, that's fine, but they obviously even know their own limitations and take large chunks of time off during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Almost annually. So, I mean, they realize that even to keep as fresh as they are, that they need that kind of rest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he would have had to have had this happen at a much younger age to get this kind of payout, and then he had to, you know, avoided the, you know, the concussion, the severe concussion and the stroke.
Yeah. Well, and just to interrupt for a second, Bret Hart, I'm sorry, is actually 52 years old. So we've been thinking that he was in his 40s the whole time. He is actually 52 years old.
So him and McMahon are actually fairly close in age.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at my little handy list here. Yeah, well, yeah, McMahon was born in 45, so that makes him, what, 50, well...
55.
50, well, 54, I think, based on when he was born.
Oh, okay, sure. So, yeah, there's a whopping 2 to 2.5 year 54. Age gap.
Yeah.
Between them.
So that's, I mean, I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is. It's 2 50-year-old guys. I don't know, man. It's like what's going on? Like what happened? You know?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. A lot of people came and went.
Yeah, a lot of them are in TNA and something else. I mean, a lot aren't alive now. I mean, it's sad to say, but they're not.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I think we both agree. Hart has to win. I don't think there's another way around it. But how do you get there in a satisfying fashion? You know,
I don't know. Like, I don't think that anything that, I don't think they can come to any satisfying conclusion, honestly. You know what I mean? They just can't. Like, to the people that lived through it, it's just not going to live up to any sort of billing.
Right. But then also, I think they've shown a lot of times that McMahon, even though he loses, always comes back somehow. And it's still, and it's a credit to him as a heel, but he still comes back and it doesn't seem to affect him. So unless they show, like, this is the, I mean, McMahon is going to have the hardest time coming back from this. And like, you know what? Bret Hart got the best of him. He's never coming back. Like, he can't go on Raw and badmouth him. You know? And be like, oh, he got lucky and blah, 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 and Bret, blah, 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 blah. No, it's just got to be the end. And I think that's what I said a couple years ago with Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon, but, you know, didn't work out that way. So
yeah, well, Vince will stay off TV for a couple of months, and then it'll all be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we're going to... There's really not much to say. I mean...
Yeah, I think
we've covered pretty much every angle we can think of. So yeah, join us. We're gonna call this quits. Join us next time. I think the next one, what did we say, was Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, correct? Was that what it was?
Sure.
All right. Well, that's what it's gonna be now that I said it. So yeah, it is Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. So we'll be back Tuesday. That's when the first one will get posted. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.